Welcome to my talk on MIA tracking. This will just be a short overview about what we are doing there and how the system works for those wanting to join in. So the basic workflow is that someone notices a package doesn't get updated anymore, mostly because the maintainer is not interested in Debian anymore, doesn't have time anymore because he has a family, is ill, or whatever. They mail MIA at qa.debian.org or the QA list or any other list where someone spots the mail. And then the mail gets stored in the database. The next step is that the MIA team mails the maintainer and that we hopefully come up with a plan on what to do or just open the packages in the worst case. So for querying the database, you have to log in into Merkle, go to the org qa.debian.org MIA directory and run the MIA query script. There are various parameters it takes. The most easy form is just to give an email address for the maintainer, or dash p package name is also quite convenient if you just know which package you're looking for and don't care about the maintainer. The scripts have been implemented by TVM and Jeroen over the past years, and because it's located on Merkle, the access is for DDs only. That's also for privacy reasons, so we don't want to put all the private data about the life of everyone onto the web. But you don't need to be a QA group member to access the data there. So as a example, slightly anonymized, if you run a query about AEB, you get some data, what the name is, which emails the maintainer is using that is extracted from the Carnivore subsystem of QA, which key CS and which packages are left, and the end is the trail of what has been stored in the database about that maintainer. You can see that most entries in the log, there will be emails which have been tagged about what the email did or what the current status is, and in that case someone noticed that the maintainer was inactive at the beginning of October, then he got mailed at the beginning of November, which was a nice mail, and there's an additional comment that the last upload was 1 year ago. Then some 2 weeks later there was a prod, which is a not so nice mail. Then on 8/28 there was a reply, and so on, and the end ADN has orphaned the package. So this is basically a case that is closed now. There's one package left in the archive, Armagetron, which is probably just hasn't been picked up by QA upload yet or another uploader. At the beginning there we can see the status of the maintainer is categorized in two axes. We have a status and we have a prod level, and both are incremental. So we start with every maintainer is okay by default, then we can set him to busy, inactive, retirement, and so on. So the levels that are used most are busy and inactive, and the prod level is most often a nice prod, and then there could be something like last warning. Okay, that's what I just said. You can, after the tag list, there could be some additional text which just says, I'm going to orphan that package now if you don't respond within that time frame or whatever. The database form is quite simple. It's stored in the DB subdirectory, and there's a folder which is just the email address with the add sign replaced by an equal sign. It's just standard inbox format. You can open it with any mail reader. And there's a summary file which just lists the lines which were stored in summary. If you want to add a message to the database, most often you would blind carbon copy it to the MIA address, where it's MIA-email, again with the at sign replaced by an equal sign, and add some ex-MIA summary header, which gets stored as a summary in the database. If you're going to do that, please don't use carbon copy, because that will attract spam somewhere if it ends up in the BTS and so on, and we don't want to clean up the inboxes afterwards. There's a script called MIA bounce where you can just pipe the mail to, and it will automatically inject all headers that are needed and feed the mail to the database. The other way is to, if you don't want to send a mail yet, but just notice that someone is inactive, you can go to Merkle again, say MIA save, email, it will prompt on standard input for a summary, and then queue the person for later, to be pinged later. I often do this if I notice that someone is inactive, I go to Merkle and just note the last upload was 1 year ago, and then someone will ping the person later if I don't want to do it now. Okay, so then the MIA team gets the mail for the MIA address and all the sub-addresses. The A-list consists of various people here. Most active are ADN, Amaya, and Luke, I think, at the moment. I haven't done much lately. We have had some non-DBs on that list before, so if non-DBs want to work on the MIA tracking, we can give them access to the database via rsync. If there's mails without a summary header sent to the MIA-email addresses, there will be someone will need to be will need to reply with the summary here. This is some black magic implemented by TPM some years ago, I think. I still don't know how it works, but it does. Okay, the last step is, if you want to mail some maintainers, you can use the MIA to-do script, which takes some category you want to work on, which is either needs nice, which is the first mail we want we send to maintainers, needs prod, which is some kind of the second mail. I think the next step is last warning, which would be something like scream, or we will open your packages within the next week. Then we mail the maintainer, wait, repeat the step, and then eventually probably open the packages. There's also a script I've added yesterday to the repository. There is some other script already in the repository, but which needs lots of magic from the QA repository. That one just uses upget source and so on, and runs also offline on other machines. Okay, and yeah, if you want to know more about it, want to join in, there's a README file which documents everything, or you can just ask anyone who's working on the team now. Okay, thank you. Hans?
How many mails have been sent out? How many people have responded positively to it and increased their work? And how many people have actually been?
I don't know. The database goes back several years. I think it was started around 2000 or so. And I'd say there's a few hundred people tracked in there. Maybe 200, 300.
And how many people have been followed up to the point of orphaning their packages and locking out their accounts?
600 people in the database.
So 1,200 files. Okay. And
but a lot of them are historical already.
I'd say there are probably about 100 open cases, which is way too much. There's often some kind of cases where you store, where you say this maintainer looks busy, and then if someone goes to check, it doesn't really look busy, but only half of it, and then the case just stays open for a while, and you have to come back. It actually works quite well, I'd say. Maintainers often reply with, they are busy, yes, I would often five packages and keep maintaining five others, or start maintaining actually again. So it actually works quite well. There's sometimes there are very bad cases where the maintainer is 99% inactive, but replies that he would be active, or just doesn't reply at all, but is what you can't just do.
It's for people quite hard to acknowledge that they don't have any more time to work on that package.
For some people, especially
because, well, then they need to admit that they actually need to stop, or they still like doing the work, but still don't find the time for
working. Working on it sometimes it's really not fun working on MIA because you have to talk to people which are ill or have some bad other cases where you have to do something because the packages are rotting away, and but you don't want to force people out of it.
You need to be careful to not assume bad will, because there can often be very reasonable reasons why
most of them there are reasonable reasons. Yeah. So whatever happened, you just assume that they acted in goodwill, or yeah.
And as another statistic, in the past half year, 140 people got mails or modified in the database, which is quite a lot actually.
How do you usually notice that a maintainer is not active anymore?
Well, some part of it gets fed into the gets mailed to that MIA alias. Usually, I often just dig up maintainers which I notice. This is maintainer doing actually, going to the GDPO page, and then seeing, he hasn't updated much lately. And what often happens is that those people have co-maintainers who are also MIA. So if you start at one point, you jump from maintainer to maintainer, and at the end have five new people in the database just because you wanted to add one. And we don't really track this systematically. I'm not sure if they actually should. Most likely it's because someone noticed it incidentally.
And consecutive NMUs, one NMU after another without acknowledge from the maintainer, are very good clues that this package is not really maintained, stuff like that.
So is there any data from the BTS available?
No.
Yeah.
From the BTS?
There have been runs that people have been added to the list as need to be looked into if they didn't do any BTS activity for a year or something, but the script broke 1.5 years ago, so it's not been done recently.
I think the email Lucas is going to send out will track some, will also lead to new entries there. You can just look at the top
there are also
100 people and check what happens.
Yeah, it happens that there also are a couple of packages that each have just one maintainer, and the package doesn't have many users either, so it doesn't get a bug file. And those are hard to actually catch, and would be good to have a systematic, is there any activity at all on the package to actually catch those borderline.
There are several hundred or maybe 100 packages which have which are the only package of one maintainer, and the last upload was 2 or 3 years ago.
And then pop on users.
Yeah. And what I miss most is, for example, the last activity of a bug, the date of the last activity.
Yeah, that it would be nice to have a script to see that. I have some very nasty shell script on Merkle that tries to compile an mbox with all mails from the maintainer, but it doesn't really work so that I would want to hand it out to someone. What I mostly do is to go to the DDPO page. I've always set it to sort by last upload date, and then you just see how many packages haven't updated since Sarge or earlier.
Okay.
And then it's fairly easy to see where people are working on our
One question, what do you consider as goal of the missing MIA checking? to make sure that every package is well maintained? Or to make sure that everybody who is mentioned as maintained uploader is actually worked on the package?
It should be based on packages. So we don't want to initiate a witch hunt to get everyone out of
it. I'm not speaking about witch hunt, but
doing anything. We are trying to get rid of uploaders who don't do anything.
And if I remember, for example, the GNOME packages, I know somebody who is even a member of the QA who is in uploaders of GNOME packages just because he used to upload two packages a few years ago.
GNOME is a difficult case because they put every maintainer in every package. Their teams are it also sucks for the members because their package listing is unreadable.
Yes.
Most teams do it right in that they use the team address as the maintainer and just put the people actually working on the package in the uploaders field.
So what you would consider as an issue if, let's say, we have a package where there are four people in the uploaders and one of them uploads from time to time if he's really hitting hard and the others don't upload at all anymore?
These are the bad cases where it's hard to track. You're probably speaking of Apache or whatever.
Of course.
Small packages are, of course, much easier to handle than the big ones. In that, we should have attacked or tackled Mozilla earlier or whatever, which has now resolved itself, which is. You actually have to
work around.
You cannot just open it. You have to come up with an actual plan. For the small package, you can just open it and hope that someone will pick it up. But for the big packages, you actually need to have a new maintainer working on it. And,
but it's a bit hard if the old maintainers, if they ask about the packages, well, we still care about it, don't immune it all. So it doesn't make it easier to find someone new working on it.
Yeah, it should be done this way, that we actually try to find new maintainers or new teams for packages, for big packages that are badly maintained, but that's actually very hard work, and we have a big backlog of small packages, so we tackle that first, but we probably shouldn't. So about the manpower needed, there's at the moment about 3.5, maybe 2.5 people actively working on MIA, and we probably could use some more. More questions?
Please raise your hand.
No.
Maybe private later.
Yeah.
Maya?
What?
You can either raise your hand now, you're already working on it, you don't need to, or ask us privately later. Okay.